It's now again. Welcome back to Mindful Deconstruction, your daily mindfulness training session. Today, we're diving into a deeply personal and often painful aspect of the deconstruction journey, dealing with the fear of judgment from family and friends. When you begin to question or leave a faith-based community, it's common to worry about how others, especially those closest to you, will react. For many, religion isn't just a belief system, it's a cultural and familial identity. Departing from that can feel like a betrayal in their eyes, and the fear of criticism or rejection can be overwhelming. But here's the thing. Fear of judgment often stems from two places. Our desire for connection and our natural resistance to conflict. These are valid and deeply human responses. Mindfulness can help us approach these fears with compassion and clarity, enabling us to respond intentionally rather than acting impulsively. Think of your deconstruction journey as a ship navigating uncharted waters. The fear of judgment is like turbulent waves trying to push you off course. Your anchor in this storm is your authenticity, the truth of your experience, and the courage to honor it. Take a moment to reflect. What values are guiding you through this process? What truths are you uncovering that resonate deeply within you? Mindfulness encourages us to sit with these questions, not to find immediate answers, but to connect with our inner compass. When you're clear on why this journey matters to you, it becomes easier to stand firm in the face of external criticism. Here's a powerful perspective shift. The judgments of others are more about their fears and insecurities than about you. When your family or friends react with criticism, it's often because they feel their own beliefs are being challenged. Imagine their judgment as a mirror. It reflects their discomfort, not your truth. Mindfulness teaches us to observe this without internalizing it. When faced with harsh words or disapproval, you can pause, take a breath, and remind yourself this is about them, not me. Fear of judgment often triggers feelings of shame or self-doubt. Mindfulness encourages us to meet these feelings with compassion. When self-critical thoughts arise, try saying to yourself, "It's okay to feel this way. I am navigating a difficult path and I'm doing my best." At the same time, extend compassion to those who may judge you. This doesn't mean excusing harmful behavior, but recognizing that their reactions are rooted in their own conditioning and fear. You might think of them as someone clinging to a lifeboat in a storm. They're grasping for stability in the face of change. Dealing with judgment doesn't mean you have to tolerate harmful behavior. Setting boundaries is an act of self-care, and mindfulness can help you approach this with clarity and calm. For example, if a conversation turns confrontational, you might say, "I appreciate your concern, but this is a personal journey for me, and I prefer to discuss something else right now." Boundaries aren't about shutting people out. They're about creating space for mutual respect and understanding. Feeling judged can be isolating, but you don't have to navigate this journey alone. Seek out communities or individuals who understand and support your deconstruction process. Whether it's an online forum, a local group, or even a trusted friend, connection with like-minded people can be a powerful antidote to fear and loneliness. Think of yourself as a tree, firmly rooted in the soil of your truth. The winds of judgment may blow, but they cannot uproot you unless you let them. Each breath, each moment of mindfulness strengthens your roots, allowing you to stand tall despite the storm. Here's a quick exercise to practice when you feel overwhelmed by fear of judgment. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Visualize yourself as that tree deeply rooted in the earth. Imagine the wind of others' opinions blowing around you. Notice how the branches sway, but the trunk remains steady. Repeat to yourself, "I am grounded in my truth. I can weather this storm." Fear of judgment is a natural part of the deconstruction process, but it doesn't have to derail you. With mindfulness, self-compassion, and intentional boundaries, you can navigate this challenge with grace and resilience. If this is what you'd like to work on today, you might make a daily intention. How many more ways can I respond to others' opinions with calm and clarity even more? For more on daily intentions, see episode 59 of It's Now Again. Thank you for joining me on Mindful Deconstruction today. If you have questions or thoughts to share, visit jeremywest.net. Until tomorrow, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.